I'm just saying. Take me out to the ball game. In God we trust. No, everybody else pay cash. Take me out to the crowd.
Right-hander is set. Pitch. That one's going to be right down Broadway. And now we'll run deuces on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
And if they, I don't win, it's a shame. Cause there's a one, two, a three strikes to out at the old ball game. Yeah.
What's that way all the time? I mean, it's not like the kids are getting younger or anything like that. Somebody's got to be doing good because some of us are doing bad. So it's just a matter of putting things together. And there's a lot of ball games left. Just trying to stay in a positive light and focus on your improvement every day.
When it comes to outs, they don't care about the radar gun. They don't care about how much your breaking ball breaks. Outs are outs. And, you know, he's really figured out, like I said, how to get outs and how to pitch. And he does a great job of it.
It's totally different. I mean, you get in a game situation, the momentum, the adrenaline, everything, it changes a little bit. Inter-squads get kind of old after a while, and you play 12 things inter-squad. Everybody kind of starts focusing on other things. But I like playing games rather than inter-squad. That's the difference of big leaguers. They play games to get ready. I mean, that makes kids better about playing live games.
Trace Amigos Chinese Buffet Restaurant.
It's nice to know you burped Webster.
Yeah! To the ball game. Take me out to the ground.
Rounding third is Ray. Here's the throw. And a high hopper over the third baseman. Vega the shortstop. What a play by Vega. And he nips the speedy right at the back at first base. Oh my.
Good in the roof. For the home team. Any day, don't win, is a shame.
Now, whoever takes two out of three is going to win the conference and get that number one seed. And that's what Region 14 is all about, is stiff competition, great baseball, and you know, knowing that you're in it and going into the last weekend before the regional tournament, 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from achieving something big.
This is a special sports presentation of the award-winning Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting.
Tonight's broadcast is under the direction and is copywritten by the Texas Sports Radio Network. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, use of sound bites and interviews, any illegal theft of signal or attachment of use of the audio and video streams and all associated files, and any and all other use of the accounts of this broadcast, both audio and video, without the direct written consent and permission by the Texas Sports Radio Network is strictly prohibited and protected by federal law and copyright laws. All rights are reserved by the Texas Sports Radio Network and TSRNSports.com.
is the legendary Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting and the number one sports network in Houston and in Texas. Now celebrating 27 years of broadcast excellence, TSRN, your award-winning network, presents Region 14 JUCO Athletics.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, take some home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas. Saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Hoss Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, The Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better. Now, here's TSRN's Christopher Tiller.
To Leroy Dreyer Field here on the campus of Blinn Junior College. We get set for game two of our doubleheader. It's the same Temple College Leopards coming off a 9-7 win over Blinn. Now they will be facing the Frank Phillips Plainsmen. First game of the year for Frank Phillips. And the first pitch of the ball game is a lay down a bunt here by Potvin, and he's going to have himself a bunt single. Temple again will be the visiting team. And Potvin leads off. Third baseman was playing back for Frank Phillips, and Potvin took advantage of it. So right after his three-run home run in his last at-bat, Potvin has himself an RBI single. It's his third hit of the day, and that brings up Jalen Brooks. He shows bunt, puts up the first baseline. Hall comes off the mound, flips over to first to retire Brooks on out number one. Potvin moves to second on the sack bunt. Here's your starting lineup. Top three for Temple. It's Kobe Potvin, Jalen Brooks, Chase Cryer, middle three, Preston Masick, Taylor Bright, Reed Carlton, bottom three, Jacob Alexander, Seth Spinn, and Blake Jones. And Temple coached by Craig McMurtry. As first pitch to Chase Cryer is in there for a strike. Defense here for Frank Phillips has Gould behind the plate. Moran at third, Luna at short, Smith at second, Chu at first. So we get set for the 0-1. Here it is. Fastball fat out of play. Ortiz is in left. Jackson in center, and Hillier is in right. Getting the start for Frank Phillips is going to be number 15, Branson Hall. 6'2", 175, right-hander, sophomore out of Lubbock, Texas, as Hall set to bring the 0-2. Here it is, and that's a check swing in the dirt. It gets away from Gould, and not stopping, the throw comes home, and it's going to be offline, and Potvin will score from second base on the strikeout. Potvin never stopped running. Gould had a little problems finding the baseball initially as it got away from him. And it's quickly 1-0 Temple. And, well, we saw this last game. First base is open. And on the strikeout, Cryer will reach first base safely. First pitch is looped into the right off the bat of Masick coming over near the line. Can't get it as Hillier. Cryer will hold at second. He couldn't make it to third because he was waiting to see if that ball was actually going to drop in, and it did. And a hot start here for Temple. So here's Taylor Bright. Now, the following five batters for Temple will be all brand new compared to the first game, and Bright, Carlton, Alexander, Spinn, and Jones. Bright getting a start behind the plate here in game two. First pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Unlike the first game, this is believed to be a seven-inning game. The 0-1, breaking ball in there for a strike. Cryer, your runner at second. Masick, your runner at first. The 0-2 is hit over second. Hillier is going to be there, and he makes the catch. Runners can't move anywhere as Hillier fires in a fastball from right field to third baseman Moran on out number two. So here comes Reed Carlton. Carlton, the sophomore, 6 foot, 200 pounder out of Austin, Texas. Went to St. Michael's Catholic Academy. First pitch is hit in the air to right. Hillier was playing in, and it's going to go over his head. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Cryer scores. Masick being waved home. The throw is going to be late, and that's a two-run double for Reed Carlton. 3-0 Temple. Temple continuing to swing the hot bat. And that brings up Jacob Alexander, his first at bat of the day coming up. Sophomore, 5'11", 210 out of Belton, Texas. Takes ball one. One oh. And he waved and missed at the breaking ball, 1-1. Alexander bats from the right side of the plate. One swing and a miss. Late swing there on the fastball. Now it's 1-2. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Alexander again couldn't catch up with the fastball. First strikeout for a Hall. However, Temple gets three runs as, in actuality, Hall has to record four outs in this inning. Two of them he gets via the strikeout, but a single, bunt single by Potvin to open it up. Single by Masick after Cryer reached on that strikeout, in which Potvin was able to score on that strikeout from second base. Then we had the two-run double by Reed Carlton, scoring Cryer and Masick. We'll go to the bottom of the first. It's Temple 3, Frank Phillips coming to bat.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Let's take a look at your starting lineup here for Frank Phillips. Leading off in left field is going to be Slade Ortiz. Batting second at short is Rico Luna. Batting third at third base is J.P. Moran. Batting fourth will be the designated hitter, Brett Esau. Batting fifth at first, Duncan Chu. Batting sixth in right field, Sam Hillier. Batting seventh and catching, Jerry Gould. Batting eighth at second, Austin Smith. And batting ninth will be the center fielder, Rudolph Jackson. So your top three, your Frank Phillips lineup is Ortiz, Luna, Moran. Middle three, Esau, Chu, Hillier. Bottom three, Gould, Smith, and Jackson. The plainsman of Frank Phillips, coached by Mario Aramo, a former Blend Buccaneer, played here for 2 years. First pitch in there for a strike. Defense for Temple is bright behind the plate. Carlton at third, Jones at short, Cryer at second, Alexander at first. The next pitch misses. Spins in left field, Brooks in center field, Masick in right field. Getting a start here for Temple is going to be number 28. Cody Wolf, right-hander, as he brings a 1-1. That's looped over third for a base hit off the bat of Ortiz as he goes opposite field. Cody Wolf is a right-hander, freshman, 6'2", 185 pounds out of Salado, Texas. Here comes Rico Luna. First pitch, ground ball in the hole, and now going to left field for a base hit. So Frank Phillips also comes out swinging. Now batting the third base, the number 13, J.P. Moran. Here's J.B. Moran. 5'11", 190-pound sophomore out of Bedford, Texas. Showing bunt, and he waved at the bunt attempt, says the home plate umpire for strike one. The wind has, looks like it's completely died down. But walking outside in between games, goodness, feels like it's even colder. Started in the mid-50s for the first game around 4 o'clock. The 0-1 was low and outside. So counts now 1-1 here to Moran. Next pitch showing bunt. Bunts up the third baseline. Pretty good looking bunt. Carlton comes over from his third base position. Makes a play. Fires over to first to get Moran on the sack. Bunt. Ortiz goes to third on the play. Luna goes to second. And here's Brett Esau. It's 51 right now outside. Feels like 51 with the wind died down. First pitch to Esau, just a little bit low for ball one. Esau is a freshman, 6'3", 200-pounder, out of Canada. This is his type of weather, the 1-0. There's a good-looking curveball in there for a strike. Infield will play back, except for Alexander. He's in a step or two at first base, so they'll concede the run from fourth. Ortiz at third. This one is hit foul. It's headed for the now it's the Frank Phillips bullpen down the third base line. Temple still in the visiting dugout down the first base line. Runners take their leads. The 1-2. Fastball, a little check swing. Got a piece of it, did Esau, and he fouled off right home plate. So count remains 1-2. Ortiz and Luna both singled. We're now at second and third after the sack bunt by Moran. Wolf. In this case, looking for the strikeout. He's up on Esau here, 1-2. Coming set, delivers a 1-2. Curveballs tapped to third in the holes. Be a tough play here by Jones, and he bobbles it. Everybody's going to be set. Coming on home is Ortiz. Frank Phillips is on the board. E6 on the play. And here's Duncan Chu. Chu, 6'3", 210-pound freshman out of Amarillo, Texas. First pitch, curveball in there for a strike. The 0-1, fastball up and away. Frank Phillips is located in the panhandle of Texas. It's in Borger, Texas, which is a little bit north of Amarillo. So this is about a what? 8 hour, 9 hour drive here to Brenham. Close play at first as Wolf did a snap throw over to first. Esau just was able to get underneath the tag of Alexander. Now Wolf will bring the 1-1. Fastball just off the plate. Chu bats from the left side of the plate. Slightly open stance. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Two. Another throw goes over to first. A run is in here for Frank Phillips. Got runners at the corners. One out, 2-2. Curveball's low. Now it's gone full. 3-2 to Chew. Wolf kicks, fires, and there's a swing and a miss by Chu, and there's out number two. First strikeout for Wolf. Now here's Sam Hillier. Taylor Bright, catcher, flashing up defensive signals. Now Bright squats back behind the plate as Hillier steps in. Bats from the right side of the plate. This Hillier, 6'5", 220-pound freshman. From right where Frank Phillips is located at in Borger, Texas. On the curve, check swing. No swing on the appeal for ball one. There's a good-looking curveball in there for a strike. Curveball's tapped to short. Jones coming in. Has it. Throws on the run, and that'll retire Hillier. And the Plainsmen here in the first inning. But they do get a run on a couple hits. The ground out by Esau scores Ortiz, who led off by a singling in this inning. So after one, again, this is supposed to be a seven-inning game, but we'll see as the game goes along if they want to play nine innings. It is Temple 3, Frank Phillips 1.
Fall in love with Rudy's Tasty Oak Smoked Barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on online at altex.com.
Well, they didn't waste a whole lot of time in between innings. Maybe that's a good thing. Here as we are underway in the top of the second, Seth Spinn leading off, fouled off the first pitch. Now he takes a strike. It's quickly 0-2. Blake Jones will follow, then Kobe Potvin. Spin, bats from the left side of the plate, close stance. Spin's a freshman, 5'11", 187, out of Holland, Texas. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Good tailing action on that fastball from Hall. That was running away from Spin. Third strikeout for Hall. And here's Blake Jones, his first at-bat of the day. Freshman, 5'9", 175 out of San Antonio, Texas, O'Connor High School. He takes inside for ball one. One-oh. drifts outside. 2-0. Next pitch up and away. Next pitch, there's a strike. Holes in his windup, delivers a 3-1, and there's a swing and a miss, 3-2. Hall, long look in, now he's ready. 3-2, curveball, tap foul right at home plate, so we'll do it again at 3-2. Curveball hit off the mound. Cam's near the bag at second. Shortstop Luna has it. Throws on the run and it gets by Chu. Holding it first will be Jones. That was cued right off the end of the bat. So went right over the mound.
Now batting the designated hitter number 8, Kobe Hopkins.
Would have been a bang-bang play at first. And they do give Jones a hit now. So it's hit number 4 for Temple. Lineup turns over for Kobe Potvin. Really delivered the big hit last game. Takes a curveball in there for a strike. It was 3-2. Temple just took the lead, or retook the lead, in the 8th inning. Then with 2 outs, just crushed a 3-run home run to make it 6-2. There goes runner. Got a great jump. Throw down. Won't be in time. Jones has himself a stolen base. Hall takes a peek at Jones, brings a 1-1. This is popped up. Gould and Moran will give it a look, but that's well out of play. One, two, comes inside. Two, two from Hall, and that is lifting the air to left. Potvin giving it a ride. Ortiz back near the wall, and he'll have room to make the catch for out number 2. Potvin showing some opposite field power there. And here's Jalen Brooks. Jones has to remain at second base on the play. This ball is ripped to left center field. That gets down. Jones coming on home. He'll score. That's an RBI single for Jalen Brooks. And Temple gets the run right back. It's now 4-1. Here's Chase Cryer. Chase. First pitch to Cryer. Swing and a miss. Cryer struck out and scored the second Temple run. Yes, you heard that right. He reached base on that strikeout. Hall will check on Brooks at first. Now Hall delivers, and he just misses the outside corner. One and one is your count. There goes runner. Pitch is popped up. Near the bag at first, Chu and Smith. This will be Smith, the second baseman, making the grab on out number three. But Temple picks up a run. RBI single by Brooks scores Blake Jones, who singled and stole second base. We'll go to the bottom of the second. It's Temple 4, Frank Phillips 1.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud, the Marines.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Bottom of the second, Wolf has his three-run lead back. First pitch swinging is Jerry Gould fouling it out of play. Bottom of the lineup here for Frank Phillips, Austin Smith, Rudolph Jackson will follow. The 0-1. Foul right back to the screen. So it's quickly 0-2 here to Gould. Sophomore, 5'10", 205-pounder out of Clute, Texas, Brazosport area. The 0-2 from Wolf. Curveball, that is roped down the third baseline. Extra base is possible here for Gould as he rounds first. Spins, got to dig it out in the corner, and that's a leadoff double for Gould. As you hear, a lot of parents and family members here for Frank Phillips. And Craig McMurtry, head coach of Temple, on his way to the mound. It's hit number three for Frank Phillips. Austin Smith will be your batter, 5'7", 170-pound sophomore out of North Richland Hills, Texas. And head coach Mario Aramo of Frank Phillips, former Buccaneer. Played here for 2 years. Went to Penn State University. He's from the Houston area. The same area I'm from. Went to Langham Creek High School. I went to the rival high school of Langham Creek, Cy Falls. Conference at the mound's over with. Now Austin Smith steps in, bats from the left side of the plate. First pitch. Well, that was a good-looking curveball that missed somehow for ball one. That one's low for ball two. Next pitch is hit foul. Head for the Frank Phillips bullpen. Two and one's your count here to Smith. Pitch is on its way, and it's tapped foul. Now the count's even, two and two. Wolf looking in, coming set, delivers, and fouling it out of play is Smith. Two again on its way. Fastball grounded to short. Jones has it. Runner will take third on the play as Jones makes a throw over to first to retire Smith on out number one. Productive out for Smith as he moves the runner over to third. Ghoul now standing 90 feet away at third base for the ninth place hitter, Rudolph Jackson. Sophomore is Jackson, 5'10", 160, out of Fort Worth, Texas. First pitch, curveball. That one's going to be called a strike. Wolf has himself a 12-6 type curveball. A lot of movement on it, the 0-1. That curveball stays high. One-one. Fouled out of play of 1-2. Middle infield. Or I should say, infielders up the middle are playing back. They'll concede the run. Alexander at first is even with the bag. Carlton's doing the same at third. One, two. Foul out play again. Two. Curveball tapped slowly to short. This will score a run. Jones has it. His only play is at first, but he won't be able to make the play at first. Jones kind of double pumped. Guessing he didn't get a clean grip on the baseball. They're going to rule it a hit. Lineup turns over. Here's Slade Ortiz. Fouls off the first pitch. Right at home plate for strike one. So the scoring fest continues here at Leroy Dreyer. Throw goes over to first. Low throw by Wolf, but it's dug out by Alexander. We've had 18 runs now in the last four innings as Wolf fires in a strike that's quickly 0-2 to Ortiz. Throw will go over first. First two innings in this game, last two innings of last game.
Boy.
Wish I'd be timing this. Got probably taking close to an hour and a half. There goes runner, pitches outside, throw down is way offline. It wouldn't have mattered. Jones, neither Jones or Cryer was near the bag at second on the throw. As Jackson steals second. Counts 1-2 now to Ortiz. Pitch is on its way and tapping it foul back behind the plate is Ortiz. Ortiz is 1-for-1, single to score in the first. Pickoff play at second, but diving back in safely is Jackson. Wolf set, delivers. That's a swing and a miss by Ortiz. Second strikeout now for Wolf.
Now batting the shortstop, number four, Rico Luna.
Here's Rico Luna, sophomore, 5'8", 160 out of Alvin, Texas. They singled the left first time up. Curveball in there for a strike. Wolf turns, looks Jackson back to second. There's a swing and a miss now by Luna. Wolf up ahead, 0-2. Wolf delivers. Fastball right on the outside corner. Luna is caught looking. Two strikeouts in the inning for Wolf, three overall. Frank Phillips picks up a run on two hits. Leadoff double by Gould. RBI single by Jackson. We'll go to the third. 4-2, Temple.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal you chase, then exit I-10 and Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
The right fielder, number 11,
Hall set to begin his third inning of work. Four, five, six hitters due up here for Temple as Preston Masick takes outside for ball one. Taylor Bright, Reed Carlton will follow. Pitch outside. Two oh. Kind of a frisbee type pitch sweeping across the plate, but it missed for ball three. 3-0. And that pitch is high for ball four, so Masick is on for the second straight time here in game two. First walk issued by Hall.
Now batting the catcher, number 21, Taylor Bright.
First pitch showing bunt and putting it down the third baseline. Coming in over is Moran. Bare hands, fires over to first. It'll be just in time. Good defensive play by Moran. Sack bunt put down by Bright.
Now batting the third baseman, number 5, Reed Carlton.
Masick goes to second. Here's Reed Carlton. Pitch hits the outside corner. Carlton delivered an opposite field two-run double in the first inning. Curveball. Looked pretty good. But it's called a ball, and Gould out having a few words with Hall. I think he might have been crossed up on that pitch. Cool back behind the plate. Now the 1-1 is hit high down the left field line. Ortiz in foul territory. Watches it go out of play. Boy, that foul ball brought some rain down with it. Carlton really skied that one. Next pitch, foul back to the screen. Count will hold here at 1-2. Wolf, or, sorry, Hall checks runners. This one's going to be tap foul back behind the plate. Temple got three in the first, one in the second. Frank Phillips has gotten one in the first and one more in the second. 4-2 Temple as we play in the top of the third inning. Count still 1-2 here to Carlton as Hall is set, delivers, and fouling it back to the screen again is Carlton. Two again, and laying off the breaking pitch was Carlton. Didn't offer at it as it was low and away. Counts 2-2. Curveball, foul out of play. Carlton putting up a tough battle here at the plate. Curveball, and that time Hall gets Carlton.
Now back to the first instance,
fourth strikeout for Hall. Pitch here's popped up off the bat of Jacob Alexander. Foul territory, third baseman Moran is over. Moran makes a catch for out number three. Leadoff walk does not hurt Hall. We'll go to the bottom of the third. It's 4-2, Temple.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the placement, the third baseman, number 13, J.P. Moran.
First pitch here in the bottom of the third from Wolf catches the outside corner for strike one. J.B. Moran leading off the 0-1 outside. Brett Esau, Duncan Chu will follow. One curveball in there for a strike. One, two. Fastball misses inside. Two is high. Full count now to Moran, who laid down a sack bunt his first time up. Three, two. And it's a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Jones coming across, can't make the play. And Moran is on base. Tough scoring on that play. Oh, they flash up a hit. Here's Brett Esau. First pitch, fastball in there for a strike. Throw will go over to first. Another throw over to first. Wolf set. Now brings the 0-1. Curveball drops right in there. 0-2. Moran not going the 0-2. Late swing, late defensive swing there by Esau as he fouls it off. Throw will go over to first again. The 0-2 breaking pitch. Esau started to swing, but he was able to hold back. One-two, curveball, tap foul, third baseline. Set delivers. Curveball swung on and missed by Esau. Fourth strikeout for Wolf. Here's Duncan Chu. Chu was Wolf's first strikeout victim back in the first inning. Check on Moran at first. We're waiting the first pitch here to Chew. Now here it is. And that's going to be called a strike. The 0-1. Fouled out of play. Last game of the weekend for Temple. Frank Phillips weekend just beginning. Two more games tomorrow for them. Wolf misses outside. Next pitch. That misses low. Hit column is tied at 5, but Temple leads 4-2, 2-2. Curveball. Man. Boy, that looked like that came back to hit the outside corner. Instead, ball 3, 3-2 now to Chu. And Wolf will lob a toss over to first. Wolf ready, 3-2, and that's low for ball 4. First walk issued by Wolf. And Craig McMurtry on his way to the mound again. I don't see anybody throwing in the Temple bullpen. Temple trying to cap the day to improve their record to 4-2. Trying to get ready for their grueling conference slate here in 2017. Grayson, McLennan, Cisco, Weatherford, Hill. It is not easy. Conference at the mound has concluded. Yeah. First pitch coming to Sam Hillier. Here it is. Curveball in there for a strike. Hillier grounded out to short to end the first inning. The 0-1. Fastball a little bit low. One swing and a miss at the curveball. One, two, fastball just misses the outside corner. Two, curveball swung on and missed. So Hillier goes down swinging. Strikeout number five for Wolf. Obviously, the runners can't advance there on the strikeout. Moran still at second. Chu at first for Jerry Gould, who doubled down the third base line to open up the second inning.
Jerry Gould.
First, instead, Wolf will turn and look. Moran back to second. First pitch popped up foul over us and out of play for strike one. The 0-1, curveball's dropped in there, and it's 0-2. Wolf has a chance to strike out the side. As he now brings the 0-2, that curveball is tapped towards the third baseline going foul. Actually, the last four outs recorded by Wolf have been via the strikeout. The 0-2. Fastball is outside. Take their leads, 1-2 curveball, chop foul, third baseline. Wolf set, kicks, fires, curveball's popped up in the infield. Now drifting into foul territory, this is Wolf. He'll give way to Carlton, the third baseman, who makes a catch for out number three. Here in the third for Frank Phillips, no runs, one hit, two men left. We'll go with a fourth inning. It's 4-2, Temple.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Leopards, the left fielder, number 17, Seth Spinn.
Top of the fourth inning, Hall still on the mound for Frank Phillips. Seth Spinn, Blake Jones, Kobe Potvin do up for Temple. First pitch swing, lacing it down the third baseline is Spinn. He'll have himself a leadoff double. Trying to dig it out of that corner. That left field corner, kind of tricky here at Leroy Dreyer. The tarp, they put the tarp right there in that corner. As Ortiz was able to dig it out after a couple seconds. So Spinn, leadoff double. Hit number 6 for Temple. And here's Blake Jones. Jones singled, stole second, and scored the third run for Temple back in the second inning. Showing bunt, pulls it back. Takes a strike. Jones showing bunt again, and that comes inside. Almost hits Jones for ball one. Counts now 1-1. That last pitch might have gotten Gould. He's kind of walking it off. That's why the little delay here. Now Gould squatting back behind the plate. Showing bunts Jones, and he's going to bunt up the first baseline. Chu has it. He'll flip over to second with Smith covering. That retires Jones on the sack bunt. Moving to third is Spinn.
Now batting
Frank Phillips. They're going to bring the infield in. Well, now Luna and Smith up the middle. They're going to play about halfway in. They've dropped back a few steps. First pitch here to Kobe Potvin. Misses for ball one. Singled and scored in the first at Potvin. Then he flied out deep to left. Yeah, Kobe! 1-0. That ball is laced deep to right. Hillier back. And the wind will help knock it down as that's caught. Coming home on the sack fly is going to be Spinn. Wind is still blowing a little bit in from right center.
Now batting center fielder number 6, Jalen Brooks.
As Potvin collects an RBI, 5-2. Temple swinging a miss by Jalen Brooks. He had himself an RBI single last time up. Let's see on the day for Potvin. Now 4 runs batted in. Good looking player is Potvin. Brooks takes outside. Along that RBI single, Brooks laid down a sack bunt. Now he hits this one to right, but Hillier has a beat on it. And Hillier, well, now Hillier comes in, and he can't make a sliding catch. He misread that ball. So Brooks is on. And that gets Chase Cryer to the plate. Cryer's 0 for 2. Breaking ball is low. Now taking off for second and being dead meat is going to be Brooks. So there's out number 3 to end the Temple fourth. But they get a run. Lead off double by Spence. Sack bunt by Jones. Gets him to third. And then the sack fly by Potvin. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Now 5 to 2 Temple.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide directions. The company is not approved for any partners.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of champions.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Plainsmen, the second baseman number 6, Austin Smith.
8-9-1 hitters coming up here for Frank Phillips. Austin Smith batting first. First pitch by Wolf. Misses for ball one. So far through three innings for Wolf. 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts as he drops in a curveball. Now it counts 1-1. Wolf again will drop in a curveball, and it's 1-2. Wolf works quickly now. The 1-2 fastball, and just getting a piece of it at home plate with Smith. Two fastball and fouling it back. Smith. One, two. Chopper to third, waiting on it. Is Carlton has it now, throws across the diamond, low throw, unable to dig it out, is Alexander, E5 on the low throw, and the leadoff man is on here for the Plainsmen.
Now batting for center fielder number 5, Rudolph Jackson.
Here's Rudolph Jackson. And here comes Craig McMurtry. There is action in the Temple bullpen. He hasn't pointed towards the bullpen yet. This is his third time visiting Wolf here in 4 innings. And now there is the sign that we're going to have a pitching change. So Wolf goes three plus innings. Five hits, two runs, one walk, five strikeouts. He is responsible for the man at first, but since he reached on error, that won't be counted as an earned run if Smith does come across to score in this inning. And we're going to have number 24, Taylor Barksdale, come in for Temple. We'll step out for 60 seconds as Barksdale warms it up.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
Some say a dog is man's best friend. But I tell you what, boys, you better think again. 'Cause there ain't nothing better than some cows, pigs, and turkeys too. I love to cover them in sauce down at Rudy's Barbecue.
Bring all your friends to Rudy's for some tasty oak smoke barbecue.
Next in line.
Barksdale still warming it up. Rudolph Jackson coming to the plate. First pitch coming from Barksdale. Here it is. Fastball looped over first. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Streaking a third is Smith. Holding it first will be Jackson. As Jackson is now 2-for-2. Barksdale's a 6'2", 225-pound sophomore right-hander out of Burnett, Texas. Lineup turns over here for the Plainsmen. Leadoff man Slade Ortiz coming to the plate. Ortiz is 1-for-2. First pitch. A changeup thrown there by Barksdale as he finds the strike zone 0-1. Jones and Cryer playing back up the middle. Alexander is holding on Jackson at first. Third baseman Carlton's even with the bag. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Looks like another changeup from Barksdale. Still pausing now. Delivers the 0-2 fastball and fouling it off is Ortiz, the freshman. 6 foot, 175 pounder out of Amarillo, Texas. The 0-2. Fast ball spoiling it as he goes into the Frank Phillips. Barksdale set. The 0-2. There goes running from first and fouling it straight back is Ortiz. Somebody in the Frank Phillips dugout, man, nice little play on that foul ball. On that little short hop. It has to be one of the catchers because he had the catcher's mitt. The 0-2. Curve ball and again getting a piece of it is Ortiz. Runners at the corners, nobody out. The 0-2 outside. Time call of the plate. Umpire now also gets a fresh new set of baseballs. Counts 1-2 here to Ortiz as Barksdale delivers. There goes running from first again, and Ortiz fouling it off. Still checks the runners, delivers, fouling it back. Ortiz has fouled off now either five or six pitches in this at bat. Barksdale's ready. There goes runner from first. Fouling it back is Ortiz. One, two. There goes runner again. This ball is lined. Off the glove of the shortstop, but then he makes the catch and he'll have an easy double play as he fires over to first. Well, that was a laser off the bat of Ortiz. And Jones, the shortstop, had it hit the top of his glove, went up in the air, and then Jones caught it. And since Jackson took off, Jackson was easily doubled off. So that's a 6-3 double play. Smith still on at third. There are now two outs. And here's Rico Luna as he fouls off the first pitch for strike one. Tough break there for Frank Phillips. The 0-1. Breaking balls high. One-one. Fastballs fouled back. 1-2. Luna's 1-for-2. Here we go. Barksdale set, delivers. Luna does not chase the high fastball. Two-two. Fastball, a little bit off the plate. Luna's worked it full. J.B. Moran would be next. 3-2. Chop right back to Barksdale. Jogs over to first and underhand tosses it to Alexander to retire Luna and the Plainsmen here in the fourth. Boy, looked like they were cut into this lead with runners at the corners with nobody out, but they come up empty. No runs, one hit, one man left. We'll go with a fifth. 5-2, Temple.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your needs. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com. Players up.
Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Rutgers, the second baseman number 10, James Pryor.
3-4-5 hitters coming to the plate here for Temple. They have a three-run lead, 5-2. Chase Cryer, Preston Masick, Taylor Bright. First pitch swinging and grounding it up the middle and into center field is Cryer. Hit number 8 for Temple. Here's Masick. Single and a walk. We'll throw go over first. These first two weekends, Temple is showing they're going to have a very salty lineup. Now first pitch. Lifted in the air to right, Hillier just has to move over a little bit to his left, and he makes a catch for out number one.
Now
Hall in his fifth inning of work. Cords his first out. In the top half of this inning, here's Taylor Bright. Curveball around the outside corner. Strike one. Another throw will go over to first. Bright laid down a sack bunt. Back in the third inning, he's 0-1 overall. There goes runner, swing and a miss. Throw down is perfect by Gould. That's the second time we've seen Gould throw out a runner at second in the past 10 minutes or so. That was a hit and run, by the way, put on by Temple as Bright. Pitcher's way inside, and he still tried to swing, so that was the giveaway, that it was a hit and run. Next pitch misses outside, counts now 1-2 to Bright. Hall delivers, curveball swung on and missed. And Hall showing some emotion on the mound as he collects his fifth strikeout. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. It's still Temple 5, Frank Phillips 2.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand-breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's that time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at barcelonasports.com.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Plainsmen, the third baseman, number 13, J.D. Moran.
Barksdale on the mound. Begin this inning. This one is deep to left on the bat of J.B. Moran. That is gone. A home run for J.B. Moran. First pitch swinging here in the bottom of the fifth. He swings at the first pitch, grounds it to third, ball momentarily by Carlton, but now he recovers, picks it up, fires over to first, and that retires Esau. Here's Duncan Chu, takes low, ball one. Check swing, but he went around on the high pitch. One and one. Next pitch, swing and a miss by Chu. Chu's 0 for 1 with a walk. Barksdale delivers, and that's a swing and a miss by Chu. Out number 2 here in the inning. First strikeout recorded by Barksdale. Here's Sam Hillier. Swing and a miss at a curveball. The 0-1. Fastball just misses the outside corner. One-one. Fastball swinging, or actually a changeup, excuse me. Swing and a miss, 1 and 2. Hillier is 0 for 2. Barksdale delivers. Fastball swing and a miss. So following the home run, Barksdale bears down. However, J.B. Moran on the first pitch here in the bottom of the fifth delivers a solo home run. And as we'll go to the sixth, it's now Temple 5, Frank Phillips 3.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Hey, let's get something to eat.
I don't know.
How about there?
Ugh, that's 3 hours on a rowing machine.
That place?
4 on a treadmill.
What about
an extra CrossFit class?
How much is it to lick a postage stamp?
7 sit-ups. 12 with the envelope.
Instead of being consumed by calories, why not just start eating healthier? PitaPit. Fresh thinking, healthy eating.
PitaPit. Fresh grilled, flavored fill at 12020 FM 1960, just east of Eldred.
Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Leopards, the third baseman, number 5, Reed Carlton.
Reed Carlton will lead off here for Temple as we go to the sixth inning. Jacob Alexander, Seth Spinn, 6-7-8 hitters in the Temple lineup as there's a strike.
Missing a good game. Let's go.
Pitch looked like it was outside. But Hall gets the call. This is the sixth inning of work now for Hall. There is a right-hander throwing now in the Frank Phillips bullpen. Carlton's 1-for-2. Two-run double back in the first inning. Hall delivers. Curveball drops it right in there. Two-two. Fastball's popped up right side of the infield. Smith, second baseman, will take charge, and he makes a catch for out number one.
Now batting the first baseman, number 13, Jacob Alexander.
Jacob Alexander's 0-for-2 as he takes ball one. One oh, misses outside. Temple got 3 in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the fourth. Frank Phillips, 1 in the first, 1 in the second, 1 in the fifth. Curveball in there for a strike. Two one, misses outside. One from Hall, and that is skied over third. Luna and left fielder Ortiz will be Ortiz making the catch for out number two.
Now batting the left fielder, number 17, Seth
Spinn. Here's Spinn batting with nobody on, two men out. Spinn doubled in his last plate appearance. He's 1-for-2. Hall misses outside for ball one. Spinn Ball's in his motion. The 1-0 curveball. It's going to hit the top portion of the strike zone. Paul's next pitch, and on the check swing, home plate umpire says spin. Went around, and it's now 1-2. Paul looking for a 1-2-3 inning, and as his next pitch misses low. He did face the minimum last inning, but Cryer was able to get a single to lead off. Then Cryer was thrown out second trying to steal. 1-2. Breaking ball. Paul was on his way to dugout. Same with Moran at third, Smith at second. Pitch just apparently missing the inside corner. 2-2. Fastball hit over third. Ortiz on his horse. Can't get it. Gets by him now. Rolls to the wall. Spin will have another double. He's now 2-for-3. And we're now going to have a visit to the mound. Blake Jones is the next batter for Temple. Singled, stole second, scored in the second inning, then he laid down a sack bunt. They're going to leave Hall in. Conference at the mound's over with. Coming set. First pitch. Misses outside. Ball one to Blake Jones. Time call at the plate. Hall's ready. 1-0. Ginn is off the plate. 2-0. Just misses. And that's outside. Four pitch walk to Jones. Second walk issued by Hall. Lineup turns over for Kobe Potvin. Potvin delivered a sack fly last time up. First pitch, that one hits the outside corner. Hill one, curveball comes inside, it gets away from Gould. Runners move up. Thank you. Ben goes to third. Jones goes to second. Hall delivers a 1-1 curveball. Low and inside, 2-1. Big spot in the game here. A hit could double up Temple's lead. It's 5-3, Leopards. Two, one. Off the plate, 3-1. Jalen Brooks on deck. First base is open. Three, one. Popped up foul territory. Not sure if it'll stay in or not, and it will not. Lands right above the Frank Phillips dugout. 3-2 now. Full count to Potvin. Hall delivers a 3-2, and he's going to drop a curveball in there for strike three. Strikeout number six for Hall. No runs, one hit, a little two-out rally by Temple. Does not amount to anything. We'll go with the bottom of the sixth. It's 5-3, Temple.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expectmore.
Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the batsman, the catcher number 21, Jerry Gould.
Go to the bottom of the sixth. This is still Barksdale on the mound for Temple. Bottom of the lineup here for Frank Phillips. Jerry Gould leading off. Just took ball one, the 1-0. Just a tad high. Austin Smith, Rudolph Jackson, bottom of the lineup for Phillips. Next pitch fouled off. Ghouls 1-for-2, doubled in the second. Lines this one in the left for a base hit. Ghoul now 2-for-3. Austin Smith comes to the plate. Craig McMurtry comes out, and we're going to have a pitching change for Temple. seems like Furlong's coming in. So Furlong will be the third Temple pitcher as they'll loosen it up here for about a minute. We'll step out. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Frank Phillips hanging in there. It's 5-3 Temple.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Toyota Thon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
Your attention please now, pitching for the Leopards, number 23, Mason Furlong.
Furlong all warmed up.
Now batting for the Plainsmen, the second baseman, number 6, Austin Smith.
As Austin Smith comes to the plate, a little bit of a contrast here. Between pitcher and batter, Smith showing bunt, pulls it back, and he takes a strike. Smith listed at 5'7". Furlong, on the other hand, listed at 6'7". Showing bunt early is Smith, and he's going to bunt it down. Furlong comes off the mound, fields it, turns, fires over to first, and that retires Smith.
Now batting in the center
fielder,
number 5, Rudolph Jackson.
On the sack bunt, Gould goes to second. And now I say that, we're going to have a pinch runner at second. Looks like number 8, Daniel Rubio. 5'11", 170, freshman is Rubio. Out of Amarillo, Texas. And here's Rudolph Jackson. First pitch. Just misses the inside corner, does Furlong. The 0-1 is high. Or correction, that makes it 2-0. Scoreboard has 1-1 up there. Umpire just let all of us know it's 2-0 as Furlong delivers. That's outside. Now 3-0. Rio, there's a strike. Three, one, popped up, foul. Now the count is full. 3-2 pitch to Jackson as a swing and a miss. So Furlong comes back from 3-0 to strike out Jackson. So now it's up to leadoff man Slade Ortiz here for Frank Phillips. Ortiz is 1-for-3. First pitch is low for ball one. Ortiz put up a massive battle in his last at-bat, fouled off either 7 or 8 pitches, and then he hit a laser to the shortstop, Jones, which tipped off the top of his glove, and then Jones, the ball went up in the air, still was able to make the catch, and then he doubled off the runner at first at the time for that double play. As Ortiz just fouled off the next pitch, and it's 1-1. Furlong delivers. That's a swing and a miss. Temple bullpen's quiet. Now there's a left-hander throwing in the Frank Phillips bullpen. Next pitch is a slow chopper over Furlong. Shortstop Jones coming over in front of the bag at second. Fires on the run and gets Ortiz at first to end the sixth inning. No runs. One hit, one man left for the Plainsmen. We'll go with the seventh inning. And I believe this will be our final inning of the day. It's 5-3, Temple.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On the Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5. And boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290. In the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Len Michael sent you.
Go to the top of the seventh inning. Jalen Brooks leading off. And Hole's night is done for Frank Phillips on the mound. He goes 6 innings. 9 hits, 5 runs, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. 1-0. Swing and a miss by Brooks. Hall gives way to number 10, J.J. Bonatello. One. Line to center field, but that's going to hold up for Jackson, the center fielder, as he makes the catch for out number one. And a line shot off the bat of Brooks. Here's Chase Cryer. Bonatello, sophomore out of Hereford, Texas. First pitch, curveball in there for a strike. Cryer singled in his last at bat. He's 1-for-3 overall here in game two. Bonatello's 5'6", and half the size of Furlong at 135 pounds as he misses low. Preston Masick will follow Cryer. 1-1, up and away. Next pitch, there's a strike. Next pitch, up and in. Two pitch to Cryer. Bonatello delivers, and that is just low for ball four.
Now batting the right fielder, number 11, Preston Masick.
Preston Masick at the plate. Slow windup in the pitch is outside, ball one. Now the 1-0 again on that slow windup, and he misses, but not by much, for ball two. Two oh, swing and a miss, 2-1. One pitch on its way, swing and a miss, 2-2. Slow wind up, and Bonatello hits the inside corner for strike three. Here's Taylor Bright. First pitch, nope, instead of throw, we'll go over to first. Bright's 0 for 2 with a sack bunt. And again, we'll have another throw over to first. Looking ahead, bottom of the seventh, Frank Phillips will have two, three, and four hitters due up. Now the first pitch, up and away, ball one. 1-0. Curveball's low. Cryer thought about it. Took a few steps towards second, but decides to hold it first. Counts 2-0 now to Bright. Bonatello misses up and away. Next pitch. Apparently missed just a little bit low for ball four. Second walk in the inning issued by Bonatello. Here comes Reed Carlton. 1-for-3 with a two-run double back in the first inning. First pitch. There's a strike. Runners take their leads. The 0-1 is released. Foul. Oh, that got a piece of the assistant coach for Temple. He's okay, though. He couldn't move out of the way in time. I believe that's Coach Kellner down there at third. Bonatello up on Carlton, 0-2. Here's the pitch. Slow breaking ball stays high. One, two. Another breaking ball staying high. 2-2. Bonatello checks runners, brings a 2-2. That's up and away. Full count. Now the runners will have a head start. Instead, Bonatello turns, looks Cryer back to second. Bonatello now set again. There go the runners. Now 3-2 is low for ball four, and that's going to load the bases. We're going to have a pinch hitter here for Temple. It's going to be Adam Peterson. And before Peterson, steps in. We're going to have a pitching change for Frank Phillips. Right-hander coming in for the Plainsmen. And also now Peterson might have been called back. And I think McMurtry is going to counter the left-hander. No, correction. Left-hander coming to the plate. It's going to be, now that I see his number, it's going to be Baylor Rowlett pinch hitting. And your new pitcher, quite make out his number. I think it's 32, but I'm not 100% sure. For correction, maybe it's 23. I got the number backwards. Yeah, we're going to go with 23. 6'3", 155-pound freshman out of Midlothian, Robert Brueggemeyer. So Brueggemeyer coming in inherits the bases loaded, and now he's got to take on Baylor Rowlett. Rowlett with a chance here to bust this one open for Temple. Now we're ready to go. First pitch from Brueggemeyer. Well, instead, he steps off. Now he's looking back in. Set, wind up, and the pitch misses for ball one. In the first game, Rowlett walked twice, had an RBI single, and a two-run home run. And the full windup, the 1-0. It's high for ball two. Hitters count here for Rowlett. Curveball there on 2-0, but misses low, 3-0. No place to put Rowlett. Seth Spin on deck. Is low, ball four, that forces home a run. Yeah. So Rowlett collects himself another RBI.
Now batting the left fielder, number 17.
Temple picks up an insurance run. Now 6-3 in favor of Temple. And here's Seth Spinn. Bürgermeier catches the outside corner. Spinn has doubled in his last two at-bats. The 0-1. Didn't miss by much. Drops in a curveball, 1-2. Base is full of Leopards here. A run is in. The 1-2. Outside. Had four walks in the inning. Temple doesn't have a hit in this inning. Two-two, comes inside. No place to put Spinn. There go the runners. 3-2 is high for ball four. Another run comes in. Spinn gets an RBI. And here's Blake Jones. First pitch is hit foul and out of play for strike one. Hill one comes inside. Low, 2-1. Cryer has walked. Bright has walked. Carlton has walked. Rowlett has walked. And Spinn has walked. There's been four consecutive walks. 2-1. Chopper to short. Luna will go to first, and that will be the third out of the inning. Temple gets two runs on no hits. And five walks in the inning. Rowlett and Spinn get RBIs as we head to the bottom of the seventh. Again, this might be the last half inning of the ball game. It's 7-3, Temple.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide levels directions. Dicamba is not approved for any partners.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Titans, been the shortstop, number four, Rico Luna.
Furlong stays out on the mound for Temple. 2-3-4 hitters here for Frank Phillips. Rico Luna leading off. Furlong misses. Next pitch misses. Furlong catches the outside corner. Counts 3-1. Luna's 1-for-3. As Furlong just misses a little bit low for ball four.
Now batting the third base for number 13, Jake Moran.
Here's J.B. Moran. Hit a solo home run last time up as he takes strike. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Furlong gets on Moran here, 0-2. The 0-2, ground ball to short. This could be two, but instead took a bad hop on Jones, and everybody is going to be safe. That was tailor-made. That last hop, though, ate up Jones. So Frank Phillips now has something going, first and second for Brett Esau as he swings and misses for strike one. That is ruled an E6. Third error by Temple. The 0-1, swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. The 0-2 comes inside and misses. One-two is a ground ball to third. Knocked down by Carlton. He goes to third and they get the force out. Close play at third. As Luna and Carlton collide over there at third. But there is out number one. Fielder's choice. Luna is retired. Moran goes to second. Esau goes to first. And we've got a pinch hitter. This is Tanner Latham. He swings on the first pitch and just grounds it foul. Down the third base line. Latham batting for Chu. Latham's a 6'1", 230-pound freshman out of Amarillo. The 0-1 fouled off. The 0-2. Well, we've had a tight strike zone here in our second game. Pitch just missed, 1-2. Furlong delivers, fouling it off. So 1-2 to Latham. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. As Furlong has his first strikeout. And here's Sam Hillier. First pitch, swing and a miss. The 0-1, breaking ball up and away. Next pitch is bounced up there. Counts 2-1. Furlong checks the runners. Next pitch, low and inside, 3-1. Pitch on its way, and that's fouled out of play. Now full count. Be on the move here on this pitch. Here comes a 3-2, and that's outside. Ball 4. That loads him up. That brings a tying run to the plate.
Now batting the catcher, number 21, Jerry Gould.
So here's Jerry Gould. He's 2-for-3. Double and a single. Correction.
Colton Plum.
Colton Plum batting. Plum takes a strike. Plum's a 5'11", 200-pound sophomore out of Knoxville, Tennessee. The 0-1. Chopper right back to Furlong. Goes to first, tosses it over there. And that is the ball game. So it is a 7-inning game here, as that will conclude our two games here tonight, or this afternoon and tonight. Temple wins both of them, sweeping the two games, winning 9-7 over Blinn the first game, and now winning 7-3 over Frank Phillips. So Temple goes to 4-2 on the season. Now, their next games will be on Monday. And Frank Phillips drops to 0-1. They're going to play two games tomorrow at here against Blinn. We'll have those two games on the air for you. Got off to a quick start here for Temple. Got three runs in the top of the first, and they never looked back. Let's see, here in this game, Potvin had a single and a sack fly. Brooks had an RBI single. Cryer had a hit and a walk. Masick had a hit and a walk. Carlton had a two-run double. Baylor Rowlett had a bases-loaded walk, and Seth Spinn had two doubles and also a bases-loaded walk. And Blake Jones had a single, stolen base, and a walk. For Frank Phillips, Ortiz had a hit, Luna had a hit and a walk. Moran had a solo home run and a single. And Jerry Gould had two hits, a double and a single. Rudolph Jackson had two singles, a stolen base, and an RBI. And that will conclude the games here today. Again, Frank Phillips and Blinn coming up tomorrow. Both games, two games, seven innings with the broadcast. Those games will start at high noon. No rain forecasted, so we should be good to go for those games tomorrow. Getting your finals here is Temple 9, Blinn 7, then Temple 7, Frank Phillips 3. So till tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Been brought to you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue. Country Store and Barbecue next in line. Octane Energy Drink. The ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps. The few. The proud. The Marines. Joe Myers Toyota. Where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, takes them home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitter since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas. Saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Haas Nissan on 249. We've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston-Port Region. Setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are. On the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, the premium channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.